It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
Baylor outran, outstressed, and outpitched Wisconsin early in the Badgers' season-ending 5-2 loss on Saturday in the Austin Regional of the NCAA Softball Tournament. Wisconsin scored first. Hillary Blomberg had a solo home run in the first inning that gave the Verona native sole possession of the UW single-season home run record with 16. Congratulations, Hillary. But that lead was short-lived, Parker. Baylor answered with a four-run bottom of the first inning, in part thanks to some shrewd base running. Oh, you can never out. You got to respect shrewd base running and a small ball. The first run came as Samaya Jones stole second base. Brooklyn Carter stole home on the throw. That's always fun to watch. Baylor then loaded the bases and scored on an RBI single. So the Bears loaded the bases again. Oh, man, Wisconsin, what happened to your pitching? Then they walked her, somebody in the fifth. UW started pitcher Barrett Herr. She stopped the bleeding at that point. And reliever Kendra Lewis worked out of a bases-loaded jam in the third. The Badgers had opportunities to come back. Frank sent us a headline saying they had won. That was because the season-ending outcome was one day after Wisconsin had beaten them, had beaten Baylor in the first round of the Austin Regional. In that game, Hannah Conger hit a walk-off double. Wisconsin ends its 2026 season with a 33-21 record. Not too shabby. The UW's back-to-back 30-plus win seasons in 25 and 26 were the first for the Badgers since 2011-2014. So good for you. Sorry it ended so soon, Lady Badgers. But
that sounds
we don't call them Lady Badgers anymore, do we?
That sounds
Badger softball.
That sounds as dramatic as the White Sox Cubs game yesterday. And yes, I'm bringing it back up for your pain, Frank.
Bring it back up. Thank you. It is I'm on cloud nine today, not just because of the win, but because of Frank's angst. That's because we established last week, Jamie, that Frank is fueled by hate.
Yes.
And so
again, now, we established that the week before.
There's always more.
All last week it was save me the first segment.
He just texted the show chat telling us we all suck. So
see, yeah. He hates us.
But we suck in first place,
that's
Frank.
Right.
More stuff you need to know.
All right. In other news, a proposal to fund $1 billion in security additions for the White House campus and the president's new ballroom failed to meet procedural rules, according to the Senate parliamentarian, dealing a blow to Republican plans to include it as part of a bill to fund immigration enforcement agencies for the next 3 years. The parliamentarian's ruling, described late Saturday by Senate Democrats, said that funding for a project as large and complex as President Trump's massive East Wing renovation is too broad to be included in this narrow GOP budget bill, which cannot be filibustered and only needs a simple majority to pass. The filibuster was a large part of the Wisconsin GOP convention, by the way, this weekend. Ron Johnson making it clear that it needs to be completely undone before the Democrats come back into power. I digress.
All those pesky Democrats.
I digress. Now, at this point, it is unclear if Republicans will be able to immediately salvage any part of this billion-dollar Secret Service proposal, which would fund security for Trump's ballroom along with other parts of the White House, including a new visitor screening center, additional training for agents, and extra reinforcements for large events. Republicans said Saturday night that they are revisiting the legislation based on the parliamentarian's advice. Spokesman for Senate Majority Leader John Thune wrote in a post on X that, quote, none of this is abnormal during the complicated budget process that Republicans are using to try to pass the immigration enforcement and White House security money on a partisan basis. Democrats have seized on the security request, accusing Republicans of dedicating precious federal resources to the ballroom effort instead of focusing on helping Americans with rising costs. Republicans have insisted that private donations will be used to build the ballroom and that the federal dollars are focused on much-needed security enhancements. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer took credit for the ruling after Democrats argued to the parliamentarian that the security money doesn't belong in the bill. The ruling from the Senate parliamentarian is just advisory, but such rulings are rarely, if ever, ignored. Okay. When lawmakers put together legislation that can pass with a simple majority, most bills are subject to a filibuster and thus need 60 votes for passage, meaning Republicans must find some Democrat support in the 53-47 Senate. And of course, we know that this GOP doesn't really care about the rules or regulations and pretty much proceed however they want.
Can we stop with the lie that it's all going to be privately funded?
We know
that's not true.
It's not.
We know we wouldn't need all these extra security measures. We already have a bunker. There's already Secret Service. Even if you want to make a screening section a little better, which, okay, that's fine. That's not $1 billion. You don't need a second bunker under this ballroom. We didn't need the ballroom. Nobody wanted the ballroom. It's a non-starter. But they keep using the same talking points, and it's tiresome, quite frankly. It's like, no, we know. If you're asking for $1 billion, it's not being funded by private donations.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
This is another vanity project.
It's going to be done, a lot of this, through taxpayer money. And here's the thing. The government at this stage obviously does not have the same priorities that you and I do, because if they did, they would know that the rising costs are most people's main priorities at this point, not a $1 billion security effort in a ballroom that basically isn't really needed. I mean, there still is
not
no reason.
Not basically, 100%
there,
isn't needed.
There isn't a purpose for this ballroom other than the fact that this administration wants to create a version of the president's private home at the White House.
Yes.
And now we've taken a historic building that you and I own, because taxpayer-owned building, because it's the White House, and we've destroyed it without any sort of congressional support, votes, anything. And now we're asking us, to support a building that we've already been supporting for many, many years. And this is where we're at in this particular loop of events.
It's $1 billion for this. It's $1,776,000,000 for this slush fund deal. It's just more money rolling in for these vanity projects. And that's really all it is. It's a guy with a really fragile ego who is putting up golden statues of himself, erecting arches, repainting the reflecting pool, gilding the White House in tacky gold lame. The whole thing is creating a kingdom. And he is being allowed to do that. But this is nuts. It's our money, folks.
The folks in Washington work for us. They work for us.
Well, do they?
Yes.
On paper, I know they're supposed to, Jamie. Do you feel like they work for you? I honestly don't.
I haven't in quite some time.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, they do still work for us.
Yeah, but
that we don't need to vote them in. Somebody primary them.
We can technically fire them at election time. But if you or I are doing as poor a job as Congress would be doing, they're not going to give us 6 years to vote us out of the Senate.
And a lifetime appointment, essentially.
Right, exactly. We are, you and I and everybody else, if we're doing a horrible job, we're ousted right then.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, yes, technically they work for us. They don't. Technically, we can fire them. Yeah, but it's going to take a long time. And a lot of these guys, they never get fired. No matter how awful they are, they never get fired.
Then it's time to buckle up, folks, and get ready for the midterms, because there's some really great candidates and there's a lot of lifelong congressional members that are being primaried. I mean, we saw it over the weekend. Yeah. It's time to buckle up, and it's time to decide whether we want this government to actually work for the people, which are us, who are paying for things like this ballroom, or if we want this government to continue to function as it is. And I don't know. I'm not done with this experiment called the United States and democracy yet. I don't think we've fully seen what it's capable of. I'm not ready for it to be over. So
I'm not either, but it really seems like it's on its way out. And we're just along for the ride. We're just watching it happen. And I don't know what drastic measures it's going to take other than a huge turnout. at the polls. That's it. That's our only recourse.
Well, hopefully
is to get everybody out.
Hopefully people are getting upset enough, even with everything we're seeing with the Supreme Court rulings on the Voting Rights Act, the gerrymandering, because none of these states want gerrymandering. That's it. A lot of these states have already said, no, we don't want this, which is where this is coming from, right? Because these state governments that are like, well, they don't possibly know what they want. Yes, they actually do. They've told you they don't want this. They voted against it, yet you're going against the will of the people.
Because the orange one wants it. And what the orange one wants, the orange one gets. Last thing, real quick, a new lawsuit from the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin argues allowing clerks to decide whether or not to offer absentee voters a chance to correct information on their mail-in ballots violates the state constitution. The group is asking a Dane County judge to order a uniform and mandatory process for addressing defective ballots and notifying those who mail them. The suit was filed Tuesday in Dane County Circuit Court. It claims giving local clerks the discretion to create their own procedures for telling voters about how to fix missing or incomplete information on absentee ballot envelopes violates state due process provision. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin argues that because clerks in some communities can decide not to notify voters who then won't know their ballots weren't counted until after the election. Oh, that sounds sus.
Wisconsin doesn't have a statewide rule on this. There's a statute.
We need one.
6.87, but there's no clear statewide rule. So clerks can essentially decide to do whatever they want to do. So that's not cohesive. Man. That's not consistent. Which
clerks
I think
work
is
for us too. Don't
which
they?
I think is what the League of Women Voters is trying to say. It's about integrity. Let's have a cohesive rule for everybody that we all have to follow.
Integrity is a big word, and a lot of people not only can't pronounce it, they don't understand it.